The Sea Grant Files, fresh news about fresh water.
Hi, I'm Jesse Schomburg, and you're listening to The Sea Grant Files. Today I'm here in the KUMD studio on the University of Minnesota Duluth campus with Dr. John Downing. He's Minnesota Sea Grant's director and a professor in UMD's Department of Biology and at the Large Lakes Observatory. Thanks for joining me on The Sea Grant Files, John.
Oh, Jesse, it's a real pleasure to be here.
So Sea Grant is funded primarily through the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. This funding has been in various stages of jeopardy, starting about this time last year when the U.S. president made an initial budget announcement for 2018. Because Sea Grant still exists, and I know how the directors from the Sea Grant Network's 33 programs hustled, you in particular, to make sure members of Congress and others could better understand the value of Sea Grant's work, I'm thinking you've gotten good at explaining what Sea Grant is and what it does. What do you like to tell people about Sea Grant?
Oh, Jesse, it's a really easy program to talk about because, really, both sides of the aisle love water. But the way I usually start is to say that the job of Sea Grant, which is spread all over the United States and all the coastal zones, including the east coast of Minnesota, our big job is to find water science people need, figure out what they need, and get it to them in a way that they can use it really well and package it in a great way that's usable by whoever they happen to be, business, industry, NGOs, policymakers, agencies, just people who need water science. We get it to them in a way that they can use it really well. If the science doesn't exist, then we go out and get it made. We ask scientists around the state of Minnesota to give us that science, and we fund them. We fund quite a bit of research that the people need in order to work well with water.
So could you give me some specific examples of what some of the Sea Grant programs around the country are doing on the ground?
Yeah, really happy to. Everyone's aware right now that there's been a tremendous amount of coastal damage due to hurricanes, and the Sea Grant programs were instrumental in preparing the coastlines for hurricanes and helping them recover. So that's a huge thing that Sea Grant has done, and we're one of the few agencies or groups within the United States who has that as one of our principal foci. We also do things like working on increasing aquacultural production around the United States. I mean, more locally in Minnesota, one thing that I'm particularly proud of in our program is that we've worked to counter the aquatic invasive species threat over the last, well, I think about 30 years now. We're also, one very exciting thing we're doing is trying to help the people who are interested in developing food fish aquaculture, that is growing things like shrimp and walleye and rainbow trout in Minnesota. We're trying to help them do this in a way that is beneficial and not harmful to the environment. And so that's another major thing that we've been working on. There's really a lot going on over in that Sea Grant office and across the state all the time. We work in virtually every corner of the state of Minnesota, helping Minnesotans work with water quality issues.
I'm talking to Dr. John Downing, director of Minnesota Sea Grant. John, if you had to name just one coastal challenge you would like Minnesota Sea Grant to overcome in the next 5 years, what would that be?
You know the one I'm really wanting to talk about, and that is I'm really concerned about water levels in the Great Lakes because we know so very little about how they actually work. The water renewal rate in Lake Superior is about 0.5% per year, which isn't very much. It's a tiny bit. But this year, the water level in Lake Superior increased with a volume equal to 1/3 the entire volume of Lake Erie. So it went up immensely. We have a very small understanding of water levels in Lake Superior. And I think if you walk along the Lake Walk in Duluth or up at Brighton Beach, and if you remember end of October and what happened with waves and water levels when they combined, they caused immense damage. We need to understand what I call the water budget of Lake Superior, where that water comes from, where it goes, how it evaporates. We need to understand it better so that we can make predictions into the future to help people deal with these, which can be very devastating coastal problems. So I'd say if I really had to underscore one that's of deep concern to me personally, it is understanding the effect of climate change on the water budget of Lake Superior, and what does that mean to coastal communities? How fast can it go up? How fast can it go down? And what is really going to cause it? And find ways of predicting it.
So, John, before we say goodbye, is there a message you would like to leave with our listeners?
There is. And I think at the beginning I may have touched on this, but water isn't a political issue. And we need to remember that. There isn't a Democrat or a Republican who thinks that good water is a bad thing. Programs like the Sea Grant, the Minnesota Sea Grant College Program, have very strong support on both sides of the aisle because of the importance of water. Not a political issue at all, but it's important to inform politicians that the public expects good, sound water science and the application of it to preserve the future we all need. The other part of that message is, I talked about water science, but science in general is not a political issue either. Science is the thing that drives our economies. Science is the thing that we can use to get out of trouble. And science is hope for the public. Support science funding because it's essential for every aspect of what we do.
Thanks, John. It has been wonderful to have you back on the Sea Grant Files.
What a pleasure, Jesse.
This episode of the Sea Grant Files was produced by Sharon Moen, Rachel Wachler, Maya Jensen, KUMD, and me, Jesse Schomburg. For more information or to listen to more episodes of the Sea Grant Files, visit Minnesota Sea Grant at www.seagrant.umn.edu. You can also follow Minnesota Sea Grant on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks for listening.